The sugya this week is taken from the ninth parak of Megillas Esther. Vayomim ha'ilan, these is karim v'nahasim. These are the psukim that are darshaned multiple times throughout the Masechta, for those who are keeping up with the Bekiyas. And these karim is the kriyas ha'megillah. V'nahasim is, of course, the actual celebration of Purim, of Simchas Purim, not a yantif, yantif glo kiblu alayu, b'chaldor v'ador, mishpacham, mishpacham, dinam, nya v'yir v'yir, v'yimei ha'purim ha'ela, those are the days, lo yavru mitoch ha'yehudim, v'zichram, so again, zichram typically means, again, the kriyas ha'megillah, lo yasuf mizaram. So the Rambam Paskin, so sifrei ha'nevi'im v'aksuvim, atidin li'bat ha'limos ha'mashiach, chutz Megillas Esther, Harei kayemes ki chamisha chomshei terech chalachos shel terech shabal peh sheinan betelin la'olam. Okay, so the Rambam starts talking about on the side of the nizkarim, if you will, or vizichram lo yasuf mizaram would appear, right? Because he's talking about Megillas Esther. And the question, of course, that we're going to have to adjudicate is, what do the Rambam exactly mean by chol sifrei hanevi'im v'chol haksuvim asidin libatel? As we'll review just a moment, the Rambam was like the fiercest advocate for the idea that in Yimos HaMashiach, very little changes except economic and geopolitical context, which is supportive of maximum spiritual growth. So how exactly could it be that you're getting rid of two-thirds of Tanakh, right? 19 of the 24 Svarim, or I guess 18 of the 24, once you count Megillas Esther. Moreover, what happened to the Rambam's doctrine of, you know, the fact that, as we'll see some lines, the Rambam alludes to this both in Hilchos Tshuva and in Hilchos Melachim, that the Melech HaMashiach is not going to change one iota of halacha, right? So let's say, if you know, say for Yeshayahu, you have the din of, you know, Kavod Shabbos and Oneg Shabbos, etc. You know, so what that's going to go by the wayside, that would be inconsistent and really inconceivable with the Rambam's overall position. The Afal Pi, now this is a very fascinating formulation. When we get to the original source, we'll, I think, appreciate it that much more. V'afal pi shekol zichron hatzaros yibatel shenemar yivutal shenemar kinishkechu hatzaros harishonis v'chinistiru me'ini yimei apurim lo yibatlu shenemar v'yimei apurim ha'ela lo yavru mitoch ha'yehudim v'zichram lo yasuv mizaram. That yimei apurim, you know, are eternal in nature. So what's a little bit funny about this, and especially once we see the original Makor that the Rambam appears to be working off of, which is a Medrash in Mishlei, you know, you might have said something like, V'afal pi shekol, you know, yamim tovim asidin li batel, or something like that, yimei hapurim lo yibatlu. But what's the natural point of contrast here in the Rambam to the yimei hapurim? Well, no, that's in terms of Megillas Esther. There are two dinim here in the Rambam. The Rambam first starts off by, you know, preaching the eternality of Megillas Esther, and then he moves to the Yimei HaPurim. Right, so that's fascinating. Why would you should contrast it with other Yamim Tovim, maybe, or if you don't want to say Yamim Tovim, because Purim isn't really a Yamtif, right? There's no Isser Malacha. Yamtif lo kiblu alayu, that's the Gemara Daf Hey. But nonetheless, I don't think we would call Purim, like, oh, all of the other, you know, days where we remember the tzaros of the Jewish people are batel, except for Purim. That day when we remember the tzaros of the Jewish people, what a fascinating way to conceptualize, you know, Yimei HaPurim Ha'ela. So there are really two points to pick up on here in the Rambam. So for today, we'll start with the first issue that the Rambam deals with, which is not Yimei HaPurim, but it's the status of Megillas Esther, Klape, Kol Sifrei Nevi'im, and Ksuvim, which the Rambam says, Asidin Li Batel. And there were those who were in denial. There were those who said, no, even the Rambam couldn't possibly be Asid Libata. What do you mean? You know, Yeshayahu is not going to be Talmud Torah anymore. Yirmiyahu is not going to be Talmud Torah. Habakkuk, you know, forget about Yeshayahu and Yirmiyahu. You know, what about Nachum? You know, what about Micha? You know, Ben Adam Yilecha Matova Hashem Dorish Micha Kimasos Mishpat Ravas Chesed Yatznei Lechasim Lokecha. We can't quote that pasuk anymore. I mean, what's going to be with the Jewish religion? Okay, so the Ravid says, you know, as we like to say in French, Nishke Stoigen, Nishke Floigen. You know, no way. So Amar Avram, Lo Yibatel Davar Mikol HaSvarim, Shein Sefer, Shein Bolimud. And what he's appealing to is the Rambam's own doctrine. He says, I don't understand. You know, I don't believe this in general, but the Rambam certainly shouldn't believe this because every single one of these Svarim has a limud to it, right? Something that emerges from it. It's not just, you know, hortatory and, you know, exhortation, part of it is that, but definitely we learn things from each and every sefer. publicly speaking, Megillah Lisibatel Mikrosa Betzibor Ad Kan Lashonos. He says, the Ravid says, like, look, even if Afilu Yibat Lushar Svarim Milikros Bahem, he's not saying that he's signing on to that, but even if you would accept this doctrine, all that it means is in terms of Kriya Betzibor. And like they say, the Svarim are halfway there, right? Because the only thing that they read, in terms of, let's say, the Megillos and such are, Eicha and Esther. So, it's not such a leap. And even if we would, cease reading, from the Haftorahs, whatever reason, so Kriya Samegillah will continue on. So the Ravid is very much looking to minimize it. So we're going to go from here, and we'll see, the different positions, in the Nosei Kelim, starting tomorrow with the Lecha Mishnah, is how to deal with both halves of this Rambam. The Rambam is really playing off of the idea of Nizkarim Vinasim, the special status of Kriya Samegillah, and in addition to that, the special status of Yemei HaPurim Ma'ela. But, you have to at least be open to the possibility, and I'm going to try to drive the sugya a little bit in this direction. I think we should all admit that we have to be open to the possibility. These are in two separate dinim, but somehow they're related for the Rambam. They're definitely two different applications. To say Kriyas HaMegillah somehow outlasts the Sifrei Nevi'im and Ksuvim, whether that's really that the Sifrei Nevi'im and Ksuvim are actually batil, which would be hard to believe, or as the Ravid says, maybe not publicly read, number one. And number two, that Yimei HaPurim HaEla somehow, surpass other days, whether they're days of Yamim Tovim or Zichron Atzaros. I'm going to make the argument, and I think it's an argument that almost, sort of jumps off the page. I'm going to make the argument that these are actually related principles, okay? That for the Rambam, these things are deeply related, so we'll see.
Please come to the nurse's office. David Rabbani.